Calling customer support. My name is O Fraud Supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling. I back on February 18th. I got a tablet. I won a tablet. I was on the phone with a girl when I paid with my credit card and all that, and she told me that it would ship out within the next day or two. Never, I've been calling, and you can check the notes on the account. I've been calling. People have been telling me it's gonna ship. It has shipped. It's gonna ship. I've not gotten anything.
All right, so I definitely understand your call in regards to a shipment or order, which I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your first and last name, please?
Ronrico Wilson of Azaria.
And can you verify your shipping address, please?
12115 Chesterfield Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44108.
Okay, just a moment. All right, thank you for holding just a few more minutes. All right, so I do show, of course, that you submitted an entry for our sweepstakes. Looks like for a chance to win an iPhone, I mean an iPad or tablet, things of that nature. So with the sweepstakes, of course, they do so pick at random who is chosen as a winner. Initially, you do pay an entry fee to enter the sweepstakes. That also covers the shipping and handling for the prize that you select if you are selected as a winner. So that would apply towards the shipping and handling. So within the
So
terms and conditions, I'm sorry, go ahead.
when I called in, I had already won the tablet. The girl told me when I called, you won the tablet, you're even getting the tablet, you have to pay the shipping and handling. I did that. She was on the phone with me during the whole process. She told me, call back in 1 to 2 business days to get your tracking number. I called back in. I was told that it was shipping. It hadn't shipped. There's probably a delay, something in the factory with the shipping. I asked again, are you sure I'm supposed to get the tablet? Yes, sir, you got it. So I called in maybe 3 or 4 more times about the shipping. I was told it's going to be shipped. Just give it some time, and then you can call back, and we'll give you the tracking number. I there was everything that I'd done right. I'm fully confident in saying that. It was just a matter of you guys shipping the tablet out. I'd already won the sweepstakes. That's what I was told.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you this. Did you receive an actual email, confirming that you were selected? I know you say you were, advised word of mouth or a representative that you were chosen. But they do send an actual email to you confirming that information. Did you receive an email?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did give him an email.
And what did the when was this email
Let
sent?
me see if I still, let me see if I still have it.
Okay.
18th. So the young lady that I talked to on the phone on the 18th was... yeah, it's been deleted because my computer automatically deletes after so many days.
Okay.
But yes, I did. I did everything I was supposed to do. So if there was an issue, why didn't they tell me like 6 calls ago that there was an issue?
I'm looking through the notations to see if I can find, you know, the information as far as with the tracking number being provided. Just a moment. I'll stay here, sir. Just a few more minutes, please. Thank you for holding, sir. So upon me reviewing the notations on the account, I don't show that there was a tracking number provided or that you were selected as a winner for the sweepstakes. How we are, you know, able to confirm that you are a winner is via email, which is sent directly through our partner, you know, sweepstakes sponsors. But we don't, you know, wouldn't be able to tell you from our end if you were selected.
I've been calling you guys every other day since February 18th. So why would I call every day since then when I've been waiting on if I hadn't gotten wasn't supposed to get anything? You guys, it's not making sense. If you guys are a gimmick and some, you know, bullshit, you know, whatever, then just tell people that. But don't tell people they won something and then have them pay for it and then have them wait to get it, you know, to get absolutely nothing in the mail and then tell them something to make them think they're losing their minds. I know what I was told. I've been calling, as I said, and as the notes should show you, I've been calling, waiting to get a tracking number for a package. So in all that time of me calling and waiting to get a tracking number, why would I call back if there was, I mean, come on. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. So I don't know why they informed you that you won the sweepstakes, because we only deal with the discount shopping store that goes along with the sweepstakes. We don't even deal with the sweepstakes directly. So we would not be able to verify, of course, if you were selected as a winner or not. That is verified through email. I do apologize for the misinformation that was provided. And I'm having a hard time hearing you.
What about the money I paid to this club and for this tablet? When do I get that money back? Because apparently there is no tablet.
It declined, sir. Those that never went through, so we wouldn't have to submit a refund because the payments declined.
What declined?
The payment for $56.95, which is the monthly charge.
Because I'm sitting here right now looking at my credit card statement. That was the first thing I asked this young lady was, because she told me, when the tablet ships, you've got 48 hours to cancel your subscription after that. So, no, that payment didn't decline. Neither did the $7 payment that's on my card. I'm an attorney, so I'm letting you guys know I'm going to be the worst effing person that you guys are going to have to deal with unless you guys either make good on what you did or refund the money that you guys took from me.
So I'll submit a refund for the $7.95 that was taken, but any other charges there, you weren't charged for anything else.
So how, who do I submit this $53? Who do I submit this to?
I'm not understanding. You said, pardon me, you said, what was the question again? You said,
my credit card was billed for $53, sir, for this club that I didn't join, but you guys put me into. So
yes, sir, you weren't billed.
Who do I send this to?
So we don't have anyone else to submit this to. Again, you were not billed for the membership, so if you wanted to discuss any charges, that's going to be through your financial institution, not through us.
Okay, so then this whole club thing of telling people that they want a tablet and that you guys are going to mail them a tablet, that's false advertisement. Because I'm a very intelligent person, so I'm sitting here thinking, okay, the first day of February 18th, there should be notes on the account saying that this gentleman called in. He paid while he was on the phone with the person who told me the tablet was going to ship. And he explained to me about the 48 days, after, or the 48 hours. And then it should also be on there because the young lady that I spoke with last week told me that it was that there was a note from the young lady before that letting them know that I hadn't gotten a tracking number, and that that's what I was waiting on. Then, what, 2 days? No, before the weekend, there should be another call on there about me calling back and the young lady telling me that it would ship within 2 to 3 days. And then they would have a tracking number for me. So my question is in all this time that I've been told that I won something and it's going to ship, why didn't anybody tell me that that wasn't the case? Why is everybody telling me you got to wait for a tracking number? You got to wait for a tracking number. You got to wait for a tracking number.
Yes, sir, which is sent via email if you're selected as a winner. None of the representatives you spoke with could have advised. I'm sorry, sir. Whenever you're ready for me to explain, I'll go ahead and proceed. But for the most part, I'll let you to continue.
Because what you guys don't understand is this, okay?
Because there's definitely a misunderstanding, which I'm trying to explain to you with the sweepstakes that you've misunderstood. So, we deal with the Consumer Gadgets Club, which is the membership that comes along with the sweepstakes you entered. We, again, do not deal with the sweepstakes directly. So, there's no way anyone from our department could have told you won or anything regarding the sweepstakes because we don't deal with that. We're just partnered with that sweepstakes that you entered. You paid $7.95 for an entry for the sweepstakes for a chance to win a tablet. Does not mean that you're a confirmed winner. Doesn't mean basically anything. It just basically means that you submitted an entry, and if you win, which they pick at random, they will contact you and let you know when you'll receive the item, and also, things of that nature.
I get everything that you're saying to me. I get absolutely every word that you're saying to me.
I mean, I understand that, sir.
I get it, but my question to you is this. Since the 18th of February, I've been calling your customer service line and asking about a package that's supposed to be shipped to me. Not at one time did anyone explain to me that, sir, it was a sweepstakes, blah, 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 blah. Nobody explained that to me. Everybody kept telling me, oh, your package is going to be shipped. Your package is going to be shipped. That's where I'm. That's where my mindset is.
Right, but it was misinformation, sir. That's what I'm trying to get you to understand. That was misinformation. So we're gonna, not taking that information and taking the correct. I understand what you were advised, and you've been calling in. Yes, sir. Can you allow me to continue, sir? Can you allow me to finish, please?
You're telling me stuff that I already know.
I mean, I understand that, but you do want me to, listen and understand. That requires the same, sir. If in order for me to assist you and explain what is going on, that requires me to be able to provide the information, which you're not allowing me to do. So, again, I'll let you proceed. But whenever you're ready for the information and have understanding for the information provided, then I will be happy to, more than happy to do that for you today. Otherwise, we cannot communicate at the same time, so therefore we cannot have an understanding as well.
Okay, so go ahead, please. Okay. Go ahead and repeat what you would like to say.
Yes, sir. So what I'm trying to get you to understand, I understand all of the above, that you called in, you've been speaking with representatives, you were informed that you were going to receive a package for the every time you called in, things of that nature. For the most part, I am a supervisor. Any information we provide, it's going to be at most the accurate information that can be provided. I am sorry. There's nothing I can do in regards to the information provided. I apologize. That misinformation was, provided when you did speak with those representatives. As far as with this, what I'm trying to get you to understand is that this is a sweepstakes. We don't deal with sweepstakes. I understand that they kept telling you and they were only providing you answers, in general answers in regards to that. They couldn't tell you, again, a definite date, when the item, what kind of iPad, any of that, because that is something we don't deal with. We deal with the, again, membership that goes along with that sweepstakes you enter. The name is Discount Shopping Store, things of that nature, which we do bill at $56.95 a month. So in regards to that, with the sweepstakes, they were telling you that at most, and the wording should have been differently, but again, it can be misconstrued as far as with the information provided, so I can understand how why you're misunderstanding what they were saying. Basically, what should have been worded was that, hey, you know, that the package that you, you know, may be looking for, that you, you know, basically will not be receiving that. They will pick and let you know, you know, further information, basically, in regards to that via email, when you'll receive the prize, if you're selected, things of that nature. Only thing that we can tell you is possibly, you know, within a week or two, after you submit your entry, that is the time frame that they do send that email letting you know, you know, clarifying if you've won or if you haven't won. So that could possibly be what they were explaining as far as with the 2 week time frame. That is true. We do send, they send an email out in regards to that. But as far as with you, you know, anyone providing a confirmation, we would not be able to do so because we're not, again, over the sweepstakes. We are just partnered with the sweepstakes that you entered. And then again, as far as with the membership, there hasn't been any charges. Every charge I show was declined. They didn't try to attempt to bill you for that membership until February the 24th, 25th, and 26th, which I show everyone was declined in the amount of $56.95. So what I have done for you today, I have already submitted the refund, which is for the shipping and handling and the entry price that you paid on the 18th of February, which was for $7.95. Now, the only thing I can advise you at this point, if you want to know exactly when you will receive, as far as with the actual date for the, you know, iPad or tablet to arrive, it's going to be by looking out for those emails that they're going to send, possibly within, you know, the next week or two. And I show this was done, you initially entered on the 18th. Right. So they should be sending that, I say, no later than by sometime this week or by next week, possibly letting you know when you'll be receiving the prize. And, you know, if it, you are selected, they do send a tracking number as well for you to follow along with the order.
Okay. So I let you speak. Now I just want to say something again. And reiterate it because maybe it's something that you guys need to integrate in the way your customer service representatives handle customers in the future. Is this: when I entered that sweepstakes, you're telling me it was a sweepstakes. Okay, you know, I entered the sweepstakes. Okay, 48 hours, I was told. You got 48 hours to cancel, okay? This is what the first young lady told me. Because I have notes right here. You have 48 hours to cancel your subscription, is what she told me. I asked her, subscription to what? She told me, it's a subscription to a club, okay? She gave me the details of what was going on with that. I said, okay, that's fine. I said, so, but my question to her was, when did tablets ship? That was the first question I asked because I live in a gated community, so a lot of times it's best for us to know when something's coming so that we can let the guy at the gate know when something's coming to actually let people in because not everybody delivers things in marked trucks, okay? So that was my biggest thing about it. She told me, you're going to receive a tablet and you're going to receive a keypad. Okay. When will that be shipped? That's going to be shipped within the next 24 to 48 hours. Okay. So after that ships, you can call back and cancel your subscription, is what she told me. 48 hours. 48 hours is up, I call back. I was told by the young lady at that time. I see here that you got this. So that package could be shipped here shortly. Okay? Can you hold on? I'm sorry, my wife. Just one second, please.
Yes, sir. That's fine.
I don't want to be rude to you, sir. But just one second, please.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
still here.
Okay. So back to where I was. The second young lady I spoke with, I called, and she informed me that your package is going to be, again, my biggest irritation is this, okay? You telling me that it was a sweepstakes and all that, and nobody knew when a package was shipped from your office, right? But I've got six young women telling me that they knew when the package was shipped and when I can call back to get a tracking number. Nobody said to me, look out in your email or anything of that nature. I was told to call back and I can get a tracking number. Not by one, but by six young women that work in your customer service office. Okay? So my frustration is this, and I'm sure a lot of other people have that same frustration, okay? We're in a time where, money's hard for people.
Right.
So when you see something that is that nice and okay, well, I always pass up that crap that I get on my phone and text and all that. Are you won this or you won that? Always pass them up. For some reason that day, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. Let's just see what happens. Because I'm always skeptical about everything that you get online and all that. Because you get it and then you've got to walk through all these other hoops. So my thing was this. People are struggling with money. People know this in the world. But to have that many people miscommunicate something to you says that you guys need to work on the young women that you have that answered. They're all very nice, very courteous, but to get that much misinformation out of six phone calls is really the most irritating part of all of it. Getting the tablet and not getting the tablet, I was already skeptical about it. But for people to constantly get your hope up on the fact that you got a package coming that's being shipped, and then you tell a person, my niece who's going off to school in the spring, oh, I got something for you coming, all because of miscommunication. I mean, do you not understand where my frustration comes from? Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm still here. I'm listening.
I mean, do you see where my frustration comes from?
Yes, sir, and I definitely understand, where you are coming from in regards to this. I do apologize, for the misinformation provided through those representatives as well. I am, like I said, I understand where you're coming from. I would be upset as well. Finding out, of course, later on, that the information provided was incorrect. And, I definitely understand that I myself, dealing with customer service and also being a customer, understand the frustration with being provided misinformation. I myself have had a situation like this a few days ago. So I know that, this is upsetting. I wish there was more that, I could do in regards to this as well. But of course, since we, again, don't directly deal with the sweepstakes, we are limited on, any information or anything in regards to the sweepstakes, what we can do.
Is there a number I can call for the sweepstakes company?
Well, with the sweepstakes, they do send you an email. That's what I was explaining with the email that's sent. If you did want to get in contact with them, it's going to be, via email. But we don't have like the actual,
Which
their
email address
direct
do you guys
email.
have for me? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Which email address do you guys have for me?
The email address that we have on file is your last name at gmail.com.
So Abu Zaria, okay. I looked in the wrong one. Because I've got a personal, a business, and then let me see if it's in the my personal. Anyway, because I did see an email, hopefully it didn't delete. I did get an email telling me that they were trying to, let me see if it's someone. Yeah, it's gone. Okay, so you're saying that if I win this, I should get some kind of email.
That's correct, sir. And that's typically sent out within a week or two of you submitting your entry.
Okay. All right. You know, I'll wait. Let's see what happens.
Yes, sir. But again, I do apologize, you know, again, for any misinformation. I do show everything is canceled, so you don't have to worry about any charges in regards to the membership. I also did refund the shipping and handling, which is going to reflect back to your bank account within an estimated 3 to 5 business days. Was there any other questions or concerns that you did have today?
No. What was the last 4 of the credit card I used? It's 1 of 2 cards.
The last 4 digits we have is ending in 7877.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.